That's another thing that bothers me, too. I honestly believe that if we had worked a week together at whatever dumbass club in American Strip Mall number 29,834 in God's Country, USA, and hung out that week and got good and drunk after the shows, that you and I would have been making each other laugh. I imagine we would have politely disagreed on a few things, but not only would we be laughing, but we'd often be laughing at the expense of some of the audience members at that night's show, and you know it. I'll address your easy, bullshit, sanctimonious, don't mess with my audience crap further on. But for now, let's get a ler ding dong done. Okay, here's what I said in the Rolling Stone interview, and I quote, "He's good at what he does. It's a lot of anti-gay, racist humor, which people like in America, all couched in, I'm telling it like it is. He's in the right place at the right time for that gee shucks, proud to be a redneck, I'm just a straight shooter, multimillionaire, and cut off flannel selling ringtones act. That's where we are as a nation now. We are in a state of vague American values and anti-intellectual pride." Unquote. Larry, you took umbrage at my calling a lot of your act anti-gay and racist and said that, quote, "According to Cross and the politically correct police, any white comedians who mention the word black or say something humorous but faintly negative about any race are racist," unquote. Well, first of all, your act is racist. Maybe not all the time, but it certainly can be. Here, let me quote you back, word for word, some of your faintly negative humor, and I'll let people judge for themselves. All right, these are all quotes regarding Abu Ghraib torture.
"Let me ask some of these commie raghead carpet flying wick—"
No, I won't do your voice. That's not— All right, I'll do my voice. "Let me ask some of these commie raghead carpet flying wicker basket on the head balancing scumbag something." Okay. "Regarding having a Muslim cleric give the opening prayer at the Republican convention," which, as you know, happened.
"What the hell is this? The Cartoon Network?"
Nope, back to my voice. "The Republicans had a Muslim give the opening prayer at their—" And that's misspelled. "Convention. What the hell's going on around here? Is Muslim now the official religion of the United States? First, these peckerheads." Ironically, peckerhead was a derogatory word slaves and their offspring used to describe white people. But you used it. All right, back to your quote. "Fly planes into towers and now they's praying before conventions. People say not all of them did that, and I say, who gives a rat's fat ass? That's a frickin' slap in the face to New York City by having some Muslim sumbitch give the invocation at the Republican convention. This country pretty much bans the Christian religion." Hmm? Okay, that's the religion of George Washington and John Wayne. "Virtually from anything public, and then they got us watching this Muslim BS. You want to pray to Allah? Then drag your flea-infested ass over to where they pray to Allah at." End quote. So yeah, there you go. This quote goes on and on, but my favorite part is when you say toward the end, and I quote, "Now look, I love all people, except terrorist countries that want to kill us," unquote. All right. There are numerous examples, and I don't think I need to reprint anymore. You get the idea. Ah, what the hell? Here's one more. Quote, "They're dead. Get over it, poor little sandy asses. I'm sure all them dead folks they'd kill give 40 shekels or whatever kind of money these inbred some bitches use, but I'd give 40 of them whatever it is to be humiliated instead of dead." That's unquote. Now, about being anti-gay, I honestly do take that back. I do not think that you are anti-gay. I didn't choose those words wisely. Your stuff isn't necessarily anti-gay, but rather stupid and easy. "Madder than a queer with lockjaw on Valentine's Day?" I mean, that's not funny. I don't care who you are. It's just so easy. I mean, over half the planet sucks dick, so why gays? Why not truck stop whores or Hollywood starlets or housewives? Why? Because when you say queer, you get an easy laugh. End of story. Okay, Larry the Cable Guy, I will ignore the irony of a big old southern redneck character actually using inbred as an insult, as well as the fact that a shekel is currency from Israel, the towelhead's sworn enemy. But at least you're passionate about what you see as inhumane injustice, not on a global level, of course, but on a national level, and the simple black and white of what's right and what's wrong. It's kind of like you're this guy who speaks for all these poor, unfortunate souls out there who wear shirts with blue collars on them. work hard all day to put food on the table for their family, unlike people who wear shirts with white collars or wear scrubs or T-shirts or dresses or costumes that consist of flannel shirts with the sleeves cut off and old trucker hats, and pray to the American flag of Jesus to protect them from the evils of the Muslim, queers, illegal immigrants, and the liberal Jews who run Hollywood and the media. I guess one could say that you're telling it like it is. And considering the vast amount of oversimplification you employ to describe with sweeping generalizations all of America and the world that doesn't make sense to you, as well as your lack of sensitivity and second-grade grammar,